soundtrack of that video, and the other CD is the studio recording that that band made after the video. And as a result of the video, we got a record contract to do one record for Warner Brothers of that band, not Monroe, but the band that was on the video. And that's called Mule Skinner as well. So there's two CDs out, and I don't know which one you're going to ask me about.
I have two LPs of the same thing, different colors, called Mule Skinners.
No. The live video soundtrack never got to LP. The two LPs you have are the same with different packages.
Yes.
That Mule Skinner went around to different licensees, for a while. Now it's landed on Sierra. All LP versions are the same. And there's now a CD of that LP version.
Oh, I don't think I even have that. You toured for three gigs or so? You did some touring after that?
With Mule Skinner? No, we just did a club date.
One club date?
Ash Grove, that was it, one or two nights.
Okay.
To warm up for the recording sessions or something.
I see. And nothing after that?
No, we never existed after the recording session, in any form.
So that
Clarence
video.
White got killed within a month of that.
Oh.
So there was no chance.
66, I believe, wasn't it?
73.
Oh, yeah, of course, 73.
Maybe he got killed in 74 early, I don't remember. 73 or 4.
Yeah, I have that in the records somewhere. Was that the audience that was supposed to, Bill Monroe was supposed to play for? I mean,
yes.
That's the studio right there,
yes.
And that was your performance without Bill Monroe, so you said, oh my gosh, he's not going to show up, let's do what we know?
Yeah, put together a quick set and went on.
Wow.
Some of my fiddle playing shows the lack of preparation, I'm sorry to say.
I saw some good improvisation, though.
I didn't pull off everything I tried, though.
I heard some little chills there, or whatever you might call it.
Yeah.